Good afternoon, listeners. Welcome to another edition of the PMRC Policy Corner, where we'll be discussing a very important topic on complementing sustainable development in Zambia through the blue economy and anchoring on the 7th National Development Plan. With me in the studio today to discuss the blue economy is Ms. Esther Nyemba, a junior researcher from PMRC. Welcome to the program, Ms. Nyemba.
Thank you very much, Madam Chondoka.
Firstly, we would like to find out from you, Ms. Nyemba, what is the blue economy?
Thank you very much. So for me not to lose the listeners, I'll first start by giving a brief history of where the blue economy is coming from. The blue economy is a concept that was first coined in 2012 during the preparations of the Rio Plus 20 United Nations Conference on Sustainable Development and the advancement of the Green Economy Approach to Development held in Rio de Janeiro. The concept emerged as an alternative for coastal and small island developing countries who felt that the green economic concept did not apply to the economic situations and development agenda. They had a proposition of the use of water resources through aquaculture, fisheries, tourism, power generation, and renewable energy to enhance sustainable development. During the Rio 2020, the blue economy was put on its agenda. It stressed the importance of conserving and sustainable use of oceans and seas and of their resources for sustainable development through their contribution to poverty eradication, sustainable economic growth, food security, and creation of sustainable livelihoods and decent work. At Rio Plus 20, it was further stressed that while countries exploit the oceans, rivers for development, they should be mindful in protecting biodiversity and the marine environment, and at the same time addressing the impact of climate change.
Ms. Nyemba, what is the green economy and how does it differ from the blue economy?
Thank you very much. I know most of the listeners will be asking that why the blue economy when we have been signing on the green economy. In principle, there's no difference between the blue and the green economy because they're both initiatives that are aimed at improving human well-being and social equity while significantly reducing environmental risks and economic sacrifices. And they both endorse the principle of low carbon, resource efficiency, and social inclusion. These fundamental principles are included in the blue economy to ensure that they do not clash with the green economy concept.
Okay. So what exactly is encompassed in Zambia blue economy?
Thank you very much. The Zambian blue economy it dwells on the water resources that Zambia has. We're talking about water resources, floodplains. We're also talking about issues of tourism and energy generation.
Thank you, Ms. Nyemba. What opportunities exist for Zambia within the blue economy concept?
Well, despite Zambia being a landlocked country, it accounts for about 40% of the waters in the SADC region, and it holds part of the three major Great Lakes in East Africa, and that is the Lake Tanganyika, and is also a home of the mighty Zambezi River. Despite all these abundant water resources, and Zambia has not exploited their full potential through transport, food security, energy generation, and job creation. The blue economic approach to development offers Zambia an opportunity to benefit from its water resources as embedded in the Agenda 2063 of achieving sustainable and equitable growth driven by oceans, rivers, lakes, and floodplains. If we look at through the 7th National Development Plan that Zambia recently launched, there are a lot of opportunities that Zambia can get from the implementation of the blue economic approaches, like some of the bits of the blue economic approach in Zambia. Some of them are the transport, which is commerce and trade. About 90% of the international trade which Zambia participates in is done on oceans, rivers, and lakes. So Zambia being a landlocked country, meaning it has no access to seas and the oceans, but it has outlets that it can use from other countries, such as South Africa, Tanzania, and Namibia. With this being a constraint for its export and import, it is important that Zambia has embarked on a program to make the country land-linked. This will enable it to easily transport goods to nearest borders using the sea. Through the National Development Plan, the 7th National Development Plan that is being implemented, Zambia has planned also, as much as it's also making the country land-linked, it is also planning to develop trade corridors, those that lead to seaports. Some of the most important corridors that Zambia wants to develop is a natural corridor that runs from Zambia through Malawi to Mozambique into the Indian Ocean. And the other one is the Dar es Salaam corridor that is a very important catalyst for trade, which runs from Bulungu border to Dar es Salaam, where Zambia uses to import most of its goods. The other most important opportunity that Zambia has is economic diversification and job creation. There's been a lot of economic diversification agenda that Zambia has put up for a long time, as well as job creation. So it is through water resources such as fishing, aquaculture, that Zambia will be able to create jobs and diversify the economy. And another important opportunity that Zambia can get from the blue economy concept is food security. While the country, as we all know, has implemented a lot of policies such as the National Agriculture Policy, National Nutrition Policy, and the Call for Economic Diversification, Zambia's food system has still lagged behind in ensuring proper food security and proper nutrition. One of the notable features of improper food system in Zambia has been the stunting of children under the age of 5. Currently, Zambia has 40% of its children under the age of 5 who are stunted, and 13% of its women are obese. This is because most of Zambian diets are mono diets, which are just based on shima. But through the blue economy, Zambia is able to grow its fish production and productivity. This will also enable people to have access to fish protein, which accounts for about 40% of protein intake, mostly in rural areas.
Thank you very much, Ms. Nyamba. Lastly, I would like to find out what some of your recommendations are. What are the recommendations that you can give us for the successful realization of the blue economy benefits in Zambia?
Thank you very much. In order for Zambia to benefit from the blue economy approach, it needs to strengthen partnerships and collaborations which are built on existing aquatic and marine mechanisms that govern the use of waterways, rivers, ports, as well as oceans. And the other one is the inclusiveness. Like, when they are coming up with blue economy initiatives, they should be inclusive. In inclusive, we mean when they come up with initiatives that will run through the blue economic sectors, those initiatives should be inclusive of the youth and the women, so that no one is left behind in this development agenda. And lastly, the other one, which is very important, is for them to mainstream of climate change into the blue economy initiative. If we look at climate change as it is now, it's affecting most of the blue economic sectors, looking at water and the rail. Water resources have been affected by climate change. So if we could include climate change in the blue economy concept, this will ensure proper management of aquatic and marine resources, which will enable us to have sustainable programs and initiatives within the blue economy concept.
That was Ms. Nyamba from PMRC. Ms. Nyamba, if the listeners would like more information on the blue economy, where can they access it from?
Thank you very much, Madam Chondoka. They can access it from our Facebook page, which is PMRC Zambia, as well as on our website, which is www.pmrczambia.com, or they can come to our office. It's plot 36C, Sebo Road in Kablonga. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Nyamba, for coming into the studio today, and I would like to thank our listeners for tuning into this week's PMRC Policy Corner.